Denali National Park's long-studied and once popularly viewed East Fork Wolf Pack is likely no longer. Several members of the Park Entrance Area Wolf Group have been killed on state land. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the famed pack status is unknown.
Denali's East Fork Wolf Pack declined to just one known female and two pups earlier this summer. That after the pack's last other member, a radio-collared male, was spotted dead at a hunting camp on state land off the Stampede Trail in May. Park Service wildlife biologist Bridget Borg says it's impossible to know for sure if the mother wolf and her pups survived after her mate's death, but there's been no recent sign of the animals, and their den appears empty.
We investigated the den site after there was clear evidence it was not being used, as evidenced by vegetation that was growing around the entrance to the den site.
The apparent demise of the East Fork pack comes amidst a broader, steep decline of park-based wolves to around 50 animals. The low point is attributed to more than human harvest outside the park, but it appears to be a significant mortality factor for entrance area wolves. Borg points to the human-caused deaths of three of four East Fork pack radio-collared animals in the last year.
If we just look at the collared wolf mortalities for this pack, 75% died as a result of snaring or being shot. So this is really high compared to our, you know, previously published rate of less than 20%.
They're allowing a handful of people to gun them down or trap them. I mean, it's really, we feel it's a scandal.
Sean McGuire is with the small Fairbanks-based advocacy group Alaskans for Wildlife. He says the loss of Denali's East Fork pack takes with it valuable opportunity for park entrance area wolf viewing, as well as a lot of history.
This wolf pack has been probably the most viewed wolf pack in world history. It's been studied continuously for 70 years. This was the pack that Adolf Murray originally wrote the classic Wolves of Mount McKinley.
The park's Borg agrees it's unfortunate to lose track of the long-tenured and well-followed East Fork group.
But we should note that the potential loss of this pack doesn't really mean the loss of the lineage of these wolves. For example, the Riley Creek pack was actually founded by an East Fork female. And this summer, one of her pups has dispersed and apparently found a mate and appears to be eking out a new territory along the park road corridor between Toklat and Wonder Lake.
State wildlife officials point to robust wolf populations outside Denali. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Regional Supervisor Darren Bruning says the agency has no confirmation of the May East Fork wolf kill, as its radio collar has not been turned in. Bruning says with no other conclusive information about the pack's status, there's no reason for action.
Hunting and trapping along the northeast boundary of the national park and the Stampede Trail area is the purview of the Alaska Board of Game. The Department of Fish and Game would take no action unless directed by the Board of Game.
The Game Board agreed earlier this year to shorten the spring wolf hunt along Denali's northeast edge and will consider proposals to reinstate a former no-wolf kill area there at a spring 2017 meeting. McGuire says he has no faith in the board and wants the governor to step in and close the Stampede area to wolf harvest. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.